Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we made it to the end of cocktails week, and I have just one thing to say.
What?
This guy. This is the guy.
I love you, man.
Okay, we're at Friday of cocktail week.
Friday, happy Friday.
Friday,
cheers, Friday.
All. As the young ones say.
All right, real quick before we get into this cocktail, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
With us all week has been Mike Snyder.
Good to see you guys.
And Bud Verge.
Still surviving.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks, guys.
And let's just mention real quick. Suburbs Fest is coming up October 1st and 2nd. If you want to drink with us, you know, because, you know, these guys get the opportunity all the time, but others don't necessarily, right? Mm-hmm. So if you want to drink with us, come on out to the DC area October 1st and 2nd. There is no cover charge on either of these events. The only charge might be to buy us a drink. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, ladies drink free?
I don't know about that.
Okay. We got to check with our sponsors.
Well, if your husband's paying.
Then there, you go. There you go.
Ladies, bring your husband free. And you drink free.
There you go.
But come on out. Friday, October 1st, we will be at Settle Down Easy Brewery in Falls Church, and we're going to have a meetup there with a bunch of folks. And also, if people are so inclined, you can like bring an instrument, play a song. There'll be like a little stage. We can do that kind of thing. And then also... Saturday, we're going to have live music, like full-on bands, three bands, possibly special guests might make four, but right now we know we're going to have Wingtip Sloat.
Yes, we are.
Dot Dash and Apollo 66, and it's going to be a good night. And that's going to be at the American Legion Hall in Silver Spring, Maryland.
That's right.
All right?
Yep.
All in the D.C. area. Just come on out. We'll tell you, you know, how to get to each place.
Yeah.
We'll make sure you get to where you got to go.
That's right. Yep.
All right. Now, I mentioned this is a wrap-up of Cocktail Week, and today we are tasting what is actually the most popular cocktail in the United States, the margarita. Mike is going to mix these up, so let's go over to the kitchen.
Let's do it. So a few years ago, I did some research trying to figure out the best margarita recipe I could make for my father and mother-in-law and my wife, and this is what I arrived at, and then I have since kind of messed with it a little bit.
Cool.
The secret recipe is a glass I got that Buddy Guy drank cognac of at the Birchmere, and I use this to make my proportions.
How did you happen to get that glass?
I waited till the end of the show, and the guitar tech was putting the stuff away, and I saw the glass of cognac about this full, and I'm like, do you mind if I get that glass? He goes, I want the glass, you gotta do the shot. I can do that. And this is it.
Nice.
So I do five parts of sweet and sour mix, not margarita mix.
Okay.
It's not quite as sweet. We're gonna have plenty of things that are gonna be sweet in here.
Okay.
And then I used to do one part of lime juice. I'm going to do slightly less than one part, and I'm going to tell you why. Jim had some factor in this. And then I used to do one part of a triple sec. I'm going to do about slightly less than that. And Jim turned me onto the agave nectar, so I kind of take up a little bit of that with the agave nectar. So we got plenty of sweetness. Throw that in there. Now, for the typical customer, I do three parts of tequila. This is Sammy Hagar's tequila called Santo. I got to do a couple stories with him and talk to him about tequila and stuff. We killed that. So now we're going to throw in a little of the Rocks tequila. Did a story on
Dwayne Johnson? Tequilas.
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson, the Rock. It's called Terramana tequila. So we're going to fill that up to three parts. Now, since you guys have been with me all week,
we're going to have a good Friday.
I'm going to toss in some mezcala. Now, this Sammy he took something called mezcal and tequila and merged it into one drink. Mm. or one booze. So I'm going to say about two parts of that, about all that's going to fit probably. But that's going to give it a little more smoky flavor, kind of like if you're going out and have tequila for your margarita, you might want to choose a reposado occasionally. If you don't get enough taste, it's going to give you more smokiness. So. Probably have to make another batch because this ain't gonna be enough for all this. I don't think. Maybe. Oh, beautiful. We're gonna have another one.
Yes. Could be a second round after this one.
Now, what I like to do, most people like another lime in there.
Mm-hmm.
I like to leave it to their decision. Put that on the side. You can squeeze it. And then you get another lime in there.
So. Beautiful.
That's nice. Your tequila. Or that's your margarita, I should say. Or your tequila, too.
All right, Mike, I'm going to taste your margarita now.
Okay.
And I know there's a lot of different ways to make these. I'm going to taste
them. I hope it's good.
That is very tasty.
Wow, so that is good.
What I really liked about your recipe, you're making it, is I think most people just go and buy a margarita mix and just mix tequila with that, and then they're done. But, you know, you went through all the steps, and you made a real margarita, which is actually isn't even that difficult of a drink to make, right? I think people overthink it.
They do. And in fact, you actually don't even need sweet and sour mix. You can make a margarita with, you know, tequila, squeeze some limes. And that's almost all you need.
Yeah, I know.
But there's all kinds of other ingredients. You could throw a dash of Grand Marnier on top of this if you want to. Yeah. Often bars sell it like that and upsell you. You don't have to put in triple sec. You can put in Cointreau. You know, you can squeeze all orange and grapefruit and lime and take out all those other things if you want to. It just kind of depends on what you want. This is a little sweeter and candier, but then when we put the mezcal in, you get a smokiness that you normally wouldn't get, which is what, if you're a whiskey drinker or a scotch drinker like we are, that gives you a little bit of a different character to the margarita.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'll tell you this, one time, I don't have a ton of experience with margaritas, but one time we were on a soccer trip when my youngest was playing in a tournament somewhere down, I think it was North Carolina, it was about October, something like that, and one of the parents... it was that time of the year when the frost was coming. So he took all the hot peppers that were left in his garden that were gonna, and he made a whole huge batch of margaritas with the hot peppers. And
spicy
man,
margarita. Oh,
that was
good.
Something. Yeah. That was really good. Yeah.
Yeah. If you go to a restaurant or a good bar, they will even have like habanero margaritas, which I would not recommend you drink unless you take like a Pepsi or a Tums or something before.
But just a normal like jalapeno margarita, that's really good. It's
a good combination of
refreshing and also has a little bit of bite to it.
Little kick.
I'm so dumb, by the way. This is my sort of like, you know, being a like kid from Ohio and not understanding how the world works example. I only recently, like I'm talking like within the last couple of years, even realize that you can get a margarita at a place that's not a Mexican restaurant. Like I honestly thought
that was part of the deal.
I thought that was the only place you would ever get a margarita. It's the only place I ever have. Like I go to a Mexican restaurant, I get a margarita. And it wasn't until I was like out at some just normal bar and grill or whatever with somebody else and they ordered a margarita. And I was like, huh.
I never thought of that.
I honestly had never thought.
There's not chips and salsa that come with this?
That's right.
Yeah, I thought it was part of the package too, you know?
Yeah.
One quick question before we dive into the music. What about the salt? I know there's no salt. Yeah, so
I didn't ask you guys if you wanted salt. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a pain if you're making them at home.
Right.
Well, you notice this is kind of sweet,
right? Sweet.
Because we have, you know, the various ingredients are sweet. The salt makes it counteracts that. I mean,
sort
you know
of cuts
how,
that sweetness oh, when okay. it comes into your palate, right?
Okay. I mean, you know how if you do a tequila shot and you have a salt and a lime, it just kind of helps makes it more of an experience, I guess. When we would make margaritas, half of us would want salt and half of us wouldn't, you know, and I kind of got out of the habit.
I usually, when I'm at, a bar or restaurant, I will get them with salt, but I don't do that at home.
Yeah, me too.
Because like I said, it's kind of a pain.
Oh, yeah. When I'm at the bar or restaurant, I go sin salt, which is the extent of my Spanish. It means no salt.
Okay.
No salt, please.
But I mean, the good thing is a margarita, you don't need it to get the good drink, yeah. I don't think.
Some people put sugar on the rim, too.
Do they really? Interesting.
Yeah. Especially if you do like a strawberry margarita or a pomegranate margarita, you would definitely, they would do some sweetener. So all kinds of accoutrement you can add to the margarita.
Absolutely.
All right. Who's going to kick us off with a song for the margarita episode?
I'd be happy to go first.
Okay, go ahead.
I tell you, there's a lot of margarita songs out there. There's a lot of choices for this one. There's a lot of different ways you can take it. There's even a song that I will not name.
Yeah.
That shall not be named.
That's
hopefully,
right.
That we all know.
Yeah. There's a song about margaritas?
It's a town.
Probably heard it a million
in
times.
In Ontario?
Right?
No. Yeah. I came across something where it mentions this drink in early in the lyrics. One of my favorite singer-songwriters, favorite artists, and I love this concept because it's slightly perverse. About a guy sitting in a foreign country dreaming about being home drinking a margarita. So the song is called Dublin Blues, and it's by Steve Earle.
Sweet.
Chili parlor bar, drinking mad dog margaritas in Arcadian Way. Here I sit in Dublin, just rolling cigarettes, holding back and choking back the shits with every breath. So forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. My middle name. If money was a reason, then I'd not be the same.
All right.
Yeah, cool tune. And I had to look this up because the first verse is, I wish I was in Austin at the Chili Parlor Bar drinking Mad Dog margaritas, not caring where you are. And so apparently a Mad Dog margarita has a little bit of ghost pepper extract.
Oh, wow.
So talk about.
That's what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
That will mess you up.
That's the hottest kind. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I would imagine margaritas are really good in Texas.
Yeah. I imagine too. Yeah.
Now, what album? I don't know what album that is on. I'm a big Steve Earle fan. Now, that was written by Guy Clark, right?
Yep. And that's his cover tribute album to him.
Okay, that's a tribute album.
Yep.
Okay,
exactly.
Good. I need to listen to that again. Awesome.
It's called Guy. Yep.
Good choice, dude.
Nice. All right. Anyone else?
I'll jump in.
All right.
There is some debate as to where the margarita was actually invented. Some people think it was born in Cuba. Some people think it was born in Mexico. I'm more of the focus to believe that it was born in like West Mexico, the Tijuana era. The story goes that there was an actress that couldn't drink any other types of alcohol, so a bartender made her a drink with tequila because that's the one she could drink, and then thus the margarita was born. Mm. So I'm going with a slightly kind of a Mexican-American type kind of feel. One of my other favorite bands is kind of the Smiths and Morrissey. And a few years ago, there was a band out of Southern California called Mexrissey, Mexrissey. And they recorded a bunch of Morrissey and Smith songs kind of with a Spanish slash Mexican feel. And I find that the way that the Mexican-American and Spanish-American community is kind of really embraced that Morrissey sound and that Morrissey feeling is kind of weird, because you wouldn't think that the Smiths and the Morrissey would appeal to that generation or that locality, but they find that a lot of it seems to do with kind of like a dual citizenship, like still feeling, you know, even though Morrissey was like kind of Irish and living in England, these folks feel still you know, Spanish and Mexican, even though they live in the United States. And there's a lot of the there's a lot of sad mariachi songs, even though they kind of sound happy. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of sad. There's a lot of like they don't want me or they left me. So there's a lot of that kind of same kind of angst. So the song I chose was called Estuvio Bien, which is Mexrecy's version of Morrissey Suedehead, loosely interpreted. Estuvio Bien means wasn't it good.
That song fits very nicely into that style, I think.
Really, really does.
Yes.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Yeah. All right.
It's almost like when you take peanut butter and chocolate and you put it together and you have something really cool.
Two great tastes that taste great together.
Exactly. Well, Jim, do you want That's me good. To go or do you want
no,
to finish
go ahead.
This?
I'll wrap it up. Okay. So go ahead, right. Mike.
So... like you said, there's a lot of songs about margaritas. The song that will not be named is obviously out there. Lots of country songs about margaritas.
I'm sure.
Tequila. Most notable to me, Joe Nichols, Tequila Makes Your Clothes Come Off mm-hmm. or Fall Off or something like that. one of my favorite artists, Miranda Lambert, has a song called Tequila Does. And then actually, we made this margarita with Sammy Hagar's Mezquila and Tequila, and he has a song called Mas Tequila, but that is too easy.
Go deep, my man.
But this isn't really deep for me because it's many of my favorite artists are in this band, and they have a song called Margarita. It's not about a drink. It's about a woman. Mm-hmm. Traveling Wilburys, Margarita.
Lost my head, got into a fight.
It's such an interesting song, yeah, isn't
it's
it?
It's really cool. It's,
I kind of forgot about this song.
I was about to say, this is the kind of the lost gem, or yeah, one of the gems on the second side of this record, yeah.
And absolutely, just before we cut off, or I'm not sure what's actually going to play, but there's a really wild line. She wrote a long letter on a short piece of paper. So crazy.
It's like this, it's a weird little sort of mini symphony,
yeah,
you know? And it's only 3 minutes, 16 seconds long, the whole song, but there's not... It's very bizarre. It's like, yeah, there's like a lot of music. There's, yeah, not that many lyrics. All of a sudden, Bob Dylan comes in. You think that's going to be solid Bob Dylan song, and then he just disappears and it goes, yeah, off something else. Yeah. It's so interesting, right?
It doesn't really sound like a Traveling Wilburys,
yeah,
song.
No, it doesn't. No. But it's, yeah, just, it's,
it,
just,
it almost sounds more like something that might be on Graceland or something like, yeah, that. You know, it's interesting.
Wow. I would be remiss if I didn't tell you Julie's favorite margarita-related song, and that is Tequila. Now, Tequila, not the Dan and Shay Tequila, the 50s song Tequila the by the,
yeah,
Champs.
The Champs, so, yeah.
The Pee Wee Herman the, Tequila,
right,
song.
Yeah,
the,
yeah.
Sax, you know, exactly, song, right, yeah. Very good. Okay, so I guess I'll wrap this up here. This one was an easy pick for me. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this band. It was a band I discovered by accident several years ago. I'll tell you the story in a minute. But let me just say this. I mentioned the... Mexican restaurant connection to margaritas and how that's just what I associate with. You go to a Mexican restaurant, you sit down, you order margaritas. That's the first thing you do, right? And usually in Mexican restaurants, the music that you hear is probably like mariachi.
Yeah.
For the most part, mm-hmm, it's like what people think of as like traditional Mexican music or the American version of sort of cliched Mexican music, right? But wouldn't it be so much cooler if you heard a song like this?
Charco de sangre o colgado de una cuerda sin aliento y sin aire o cayendo lentamente al fondo de un abismo todo espansurrado y haciendo viscos. Te gustaría verme tirado en la banqueta babeando sangre por la boca y con la bragueta abierta causando lástimas a los peatones y a toda la bola de golfos y mandilones y todo por el rock and roll, todo es por el rock and roll.
Rocking.
Right. That band is called El Tree.
Hmm.
You ever heard of this?
No, I have not.
No.
Okay. So let me give you some background on this. I discovered this band, like I said, by accident. And it was because a few years ago, we had a crew over. They were putting a new floor in our house, right? Okay. And they brought a boombox and they were playing music, right? And I heard this song and I was like, what is that? That is a really cool song. I'd never heard that before. So I go and I ask the guy and he goes, El Tree. I'm like, I should know this. Turns out El Tree is like a hugely popular rock band in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Sweet.
And we don't hear stuff like that, right? Because I think like I was saying, like I think Americans want, they put Mexican music in a certain box, right? We, yeah, want it to sound a certain way, yeah, right? And because of the language difference too, like why would I have this sort of Stonesy kind of rock band,
yep,
singing in Spanish?
Right.
But I heard this and I was so inspired. I thought it was great. And it turns out El Tree The guy in El Tree, singer Alex Laura, he formed this band in the mid-80s. But before that, he was in a band called Three Souls in My Mind, which goes back to 1968. So he's been around for a while, okay? And he's recorded, I don't know, dozens of albums now. El Tree are considered the grandfathers of Mexican rock. And they're so popular there that Alex Laura has a statue in Puebla, Mexico. Huh. All right. And they're sort of considered kind of like the Rolling Stones of Mexico, right? Cool. And they're hugely popular. They play like stadiums and things like that. And I had never heard of El Tree, although I believe El Tree, isn't it? There's a soccer connection.
That is
right?
The nickname of the Mexican national team. Yeah, yes. Because of the colors on the flag.
Yes.
Yeah,
right. El Tree. But their stuff is really cool. And you can hear that. The guitar is sort of Keith Richards kind of guitar, right?
Without
and the
doubt.
Singing yeah. is kind of Mick Jaggerish yep. in a way, or maybe kind of New York Dollsy, right? And it has a kind of looseness to it. Mm-hmm. And who cares what the language is, right?
Right.
It all translates.
Yeah. But it still holds that flavor of Mexico,
yeah,
too.
There you go.
It does have some of that,
yep.
right?
Yeah. Very cool.
And the song is Todo Se Por El Rock and Roll, which translates to All for Rock and Roll.
Yes. We all are for
Words
rock
to live
and roll.
By.
That's right.
For sure.
So there you
good
go.
Tattoo. Yeah.
That'd be a long tattoo.
After a couple more of these, I may be getting a tattoo.
We're all going for tattoos tonight.
Can we just call an Uber to bring us a tattooist?
Yeah, that would be better.
Anything right. is deliverable these days.
Exactly. The only one maybe decent aspect of the pandemic is everything comes to you now, for better or worse.
Yes, right. One quick thing I'll mention before you sign off, too, is there a wonderful song by David Berman's Purple Mountains, Rest in Power, David, called Margaritas at the Mall. So we played that on a previous show. Go find that. Go to suburbspod.com and just search in our song list. You'll find the episode.
That's
there.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
It was good.
Thanks, guys. Thanks,
we survived
Thanks,
the week,
bud.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm still alive.
Who knows
That's
what's going to happen on Saturday, right?
That's all you can hope for.
I'd dry my liver back out.
That's a good hang. All right. So we hope you all enjoyed that. If you have other suggestions for songs that go with any of these cocktails we mentioned.
Or cocktails that go with songs.
Yes.
There you go. Any of that. We can do another week for sure, right?
We can do that for you people.
Yeah. We would go down in the trenches. Do the best we can.
For you listeners, that's right.
I think my research for that show is letting my liver dry back out yeah. and then getting reloaded.
That's right. Call us in 6 months.
Or if you have a really good Harvey Wallbanger recipe, you can
hit us up.
Hit us up with that. All right. All the ways you can connect with us are call, leave a message, 612-440-1984. There you go. Or... what else we got? Oh, email rock@suburbspod.com or Facebook, Twitter, Instagram @suburbspod or
go to your window and just yell.
Open up the window and yell. That's one.
Flaming arrow.
Flaming arrow is another. Yep. We also
carrier pigeon.
Well, there's carrier pigeon. Or we can also we can send Shadow to your house and you can put a little note under his collar and he'll run it back. That was.
Can you tie a note on a cicada and hope it flies it to you yet?
How about Morse code or telegram?
Or can we just have Shadow, like a St. Bernard, carry one of those things of whatever that...
Well, that would make sense, right?
Yes.
A little rum or something, right?
Whatever it was. Yeah, if you were stuck in the snow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That would make sense right now. Yeah.
It certainly would.
With this. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you,
Mike.
It was good. It's fun.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Good to have everybody.
All right, I'm going to finish this drink and...
I'm going to make some more.
That sounds like a plan.
And that sounds like a really good plan. All right. And come to Suburbs Fest in October. All right.
Please do.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Mike Snyder.
And I'm Bud Verge.
We'll talk to you all later.
The margarita can be drunk in batches also.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Mm-hmm. Well, you know.
Always go full pitcher is what the exactly, words of advice that were given to me. Yeah. If a half is an option or just by the glass, always go full pitcher.
Yeah.